and my pen pal emails me. Because, you know, she's in a place where she's perhaps at risk of drinking because she has a coworker with a mood. So the existence of a sprinkler, which is a person standing there spouting off water. You know, one of those water sprinklers, right? That's watering the grass. And so there's a spigot and it's spewing water. And you say, why is she doing that to me? And your sober coach, very kindly, super, super kindly, with the sweetest, most cutest voice ever, says, she's not doing that to you. She's doing that near you, but she's not doing it to you. How do you know? Well, is she like that with other people? Is she like that when you're not there? Does she come over to your door, knock on your door, wake you up, and then blow shit at you? Probably not. In fact, most people, the largest percentage of people are not mean and are not intentionally trying to make you crazy. They're just being them, and their themness makes you crazy. And somebody being themselves is irritating to you. And somebody being themselves, having their own personality in their own way, makes you feel irritated and stressed. And you will email me and say, I'd like that to stop. I'd like her to stop. I'd like that sprinkler to not be spewing water. And I say, it's not happening to you, it's happening near you. Okay, well, what do you do when you're walking through a field and there's a sprinkler? What do you do when your boss is micromanaging, stressed, a whack job for whatever reason? What do you do?